From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the last 5 days, several hundred Pakistani soldiers have been held captive in a tribal region near the Afghan border. They were seized in South Waziristan by pro-Taliban militants who never even had to fire a shot. Now efforts are underway to secure their release. NPR's Philip Reeves reports on an affair that's causing deep anger and embarrassment in Pakistan.
Brigadier Mahmoud Shah is a modest kind of man. You wouldn't know from his cramped office that until recently he played a pivotal role in Pakistan's army. He's now retired from the military and runs his own business in the frontier city of Peshawar. Yet for 3 years, Shah was a senior officer assigned to one of the toughest beats in the world, Pakistan's tribal regions along the border with Afghanistan. That's why Shah is taking an acute interest in the fate of several hundred of his former colleagues.
How come 200 soldiers or even more have surrendered without even firing a shot?
That same question is now being asked throughout Pakistan. Answers from the military have so far been vague and confusing. So the brigadier has been trying to figure out for himself exactly what's happened, with the help of his close military contacts.
In the manner that I have been told that, in fact, they were led into a sort of trap.
Shah thinks the trap was laid in the mountains by only 30 or 40 armed tribal militants.
There was a boulder on the road ahead of the convoy, and certain individuals went to remove the boulder. They were taken captives. Then it was followed by another party as to what has happened. They were taken captives.
Shah claims a Pakistani colonel then went to see what was going on. He says the colonel was also captured. Shah, who's also worked in military intelligence, knows the area very well. He's met some of the more prominent militants within it. His account is impossible to confirm independently. The Pakistani government doesn't allow foreign journalists into the tribal areas. It's far from certain the full story will ever emerge. However, one issue is not in dispute. Never before in Pakistan's history has the army lost control of at least 200 of its men.
I mean, can you think of it? A convoy going and surrendering or being made to surrender, it is very embarrassing.
That's Ayaz Amir, one of Pakistan's foremost political commentators.
Now, it shows two things. First, that it's a bad piece of business the Pakistan army is involved in, number one. Number two, it shows something much more alarming, that the Pakistan army or soldiers don't have the stomach for this kind of a fight.
The seizure of the soldiers has shaken many Pakistanis to the core, especially some of the men are from the widely respected Frontier Corps. Rohidad Khan, once one of the country's top bureaucrats, is appalled by what's happened.
This is the elite portion. They are in the custody of the tribesmen. They have been kidnapped. They were not walking. They were on a convoy of vehicles in broad daylight. This is unprecedented. It has never happened in the history of Waziristan.
For much of their history, Pakistanis have held their army in high esteem, viewing their soldiers as heroic custodians of a nation that somehow weathered several wars with its much larger neighbor, India. To see that pride in action, you only have to visit Pakistan's border with India for the evening flag-lowering ceremony at Wagha border post. A crowd happily chants patriotic slogans as Pakistani and Indian soldiers march and stamp, glowering at one another. Zarin Qureshi, an activist with one of Pakistan's religious parties, says there was a time when the country's soldiers were revered everywhere they went.
Whenever any army person used to go to the bazaar, people used to refuse to take the money from him for a cup of tea or something like that. They used to treat them.
But now Qureshi is also asking the same question as Shah.
Why they are being kidnapped by the people of their own country? Why that situation has risen to that level?
For Pakistan's army, the scandal over the soldiers, now in tribal hands, is the latest blow to its standing. 8 years of running the country with the army's chief of staff, Pervez Musharraf, at the helm, has damaged its popularity. There's anger over the military's extensive control over business and industry. It lost more support when it emerged that scores of Pakistanis have disappeared and are widely believed to be secretly detained by military intelligence. The storming in July by government troops of the hardline Red Mosque in Islamabad, with the loss of at least 100 lives, made matters worse. At the public relations office in the army's headquarters in Rawalpindi, staff are fielding calls thick and fast. Spokesman Major General Waheed Ashad is under growing pressure to explain what's going on with the soldiers in the mountains. He's not giving much away.
General, did these men surrender?
There's no fighting which took place. So there was no combat actually which took place. And since the troops were told to exercise restraint, so they just went along with the tribes.
Ashad says it was bad weather, not militants, that forced the men's convoy to stop in South Waziristan. He says a dispute then arose with the tribal people, including armed militants, who concluded the soldiers were mounting a military operation in violation of a recent agreement. Ashad says the army then lost contact with the men, but he offers no clear information about their current status.
Is it accurate to say that these men are being held hostage?
Well, I don't think they're held hostage. They can always come out, but then since they are there with the tribes and then the tribes are armed, there are a lot of people there, but then it will lead to a loss of great life.
At the government's request, a council of tribal elders has been convened to search for a solution. The militants holding the soldiers, who are led by a local pro-Taliban strongman, want the release from government custody of some of their men. But the scandal raises broader issues. It invites questions about the ability of Pakistan's government to impose law and order in the semi-autonomous tribal regions. These arise at a time when the US is urging Musharraf to use more force in Waziristan, much of which is now thought to be virtually run by Taliban sympathisers. Professor Pervez Hoodbhai, a writer and commentator, believes this strategy is likely to fail.
I think that if the United States continues to force Pakistan to fight harder in the tribal areas, it's not going to work. And in fact, there will be a very negative reaction to that, because already Pakistani forces and the Pakistani people are perceiving this as being America's war, which is being fought by General Musharraf on the behest of the Americans. Now, any further pressure, I don't believe, is going to do very much good.
And there are also political implications to the saga of the captured soldiers. Right now, General Musharraf and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto are trying to cobble together a power-sharing agreement. This hasn't deterred Musharraf's political opponents from swinging into action, as if an election campaign had already started. There are rallies and meetings calling for Musharraf to quit politics, for the army to go back to the barracks, and for democracy to be installed. Many of Musharraf's opponents, like Rohidad Khan, see the scandal of the detained soldiers in Waziristan as further evidence it's time for a change.
It shows that Musharraf has lost total control, you see.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.